Well, welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. I am Lisa Niebuhr, your host, joined by Mary Hendricks, the Director of Mission Integration for Mercy One Siouxland, and Amy Scarman, the Director of the Child Advocacy Center. And ladies, we are here today talking about Child Abuse Awareness Month and Prevention Month. And yet, we also were talking during the break that it's just not something we should be thinking about here in April, but all of the time. Why, ladies? Is April more prominent in April, or is it happen regardless? You talked about different demographic groups.
I think April is a great time to have us highlight this, but yeah, I think throughout the year, this should be something that we focus on and look for and make a priority.
So Amy, what are the warning signs again that I should be looking for if I am concerned that a child has been physically, emotionally, spiritually, sexually abused? What should I look for?
You know, I did not mention this the first time, but the most obvious thing is they're telling you, or you see obvious signs of abuse or trauma physically to the child. If you have any concerns like that, obviously it's important to report them. But the other things to really pay attention to would be significant behavior changes, just someone seeming like they're just not themselves. Doesn't necessarily mean that abuse is to blame for that. It could be a number of things, but those are good opportunities to have conversations about what might be going on with them.
And Amy, what are the types of therapy? I've seen the abuse. I pick up the phone. I call my Department of Human Services in Iowa, Nebraska, or South Dakota, and that referral comes to the Child Advocacy Center with Mercy One Siouxland. What are the types of therapy you and your staff provide?
When children come to us for the initial services like the forensic interview or the physical exams, we do a very short trauma screener. So we assess essentially if they're experiencing symptoms of PTSD. And if they are, we make referrals for a trauma-focused type of therapy. And there are lots of different types of therapy that fit that category. We happen to offer trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy at our center, which means it's a short-term therapy where kids they get an education about how trauma has affected them. They are able to work through the trauma that they experienced, and then they're able to develop coping skills to move on with the rest of their life. And it's so effective and helpful for the kids who have experienced the things that we see.
And Mary, am I correct? The person-centered care that I get at Mercy One, whether I'm coming into the ER or I'm having surgery, continues over at the Child Advocacy Center. Am I correct?
Absolutely. The Child Advocacy Center really is a great example of how we are focused on the most vulnerable in our community and how we want to serve their needs, regardless of their ability to pay. And so this fits with our legacy when Catherine McCauley founded the Sisters of Mercy so many years ago, and we came here to Sioux City to start a hospital at the request of the Sioux City government, that we wanted to be sure the most vulnerable were cared for, and that continues today.
Amy, when you were talking about putting that button or flower or whatever on the wall, my first thought was a cancer patient ringing the bell when they're leaving and saying, I'm cancer free. And we were talking during the break, that freeing moment. Explain to our listeners what you see and what you feel at that moment when a child graduates, as you said earlier.
I think of one child in particular that I had done an interview with, and then we got to the board and I had them pick out the kind of sticker, and I always explained to them that this sticker represents you, so pick something that feels like it's you. And we got to the board and they took their time kind of choosing where they wanted to put it on the board, and they got done and they looked at me and they said, all of these people have done the same thing that I just did. And I said, yes, they all did, just like you. And they were like, wow, that's so many other kids. And I just think what a moment for them to realize they're not alone in this whole process, that there are other people experiencing what they experienced.
And their parents also have that same reassurance that they're not alone and that the Child Advocacy Center has helped them and others too. What's that future, Amy? We've talked about how you all have helped families. What's the future of the Child Advocacy Center?
Well, I mean, ultimately, we would just love to have no abuse happen in our community, and our services wouldn't be necessary. That would be the best thing ever to occur. Unfortunately, we've got a long road to get to that point. So I think for now, it's so important that we are able to continue offering the services that we offer, because we know how important this is to our kids and the families to help them move forward and be successful for the rest of their lives.
So Mary, how can we as listeners and friends and neighbors help Mercy One and help Mercy One's Child Advocacy Center?
Well, I was just thinking about the quality award that they won, and it might be helpful for the community to know about the award you received, Amy.
Yeah, from the FBI last year, we won the Director's Community Leadership Award, which is a national award given by the director of the FBI. It was very exciting and really quite an honor to receive that.
And what are the criteria and how were you selected for this award?
It really, I won't be able to say all of the things, but really it's an agency that works with the FBI in this movement where we're helping children and families process through all of the things that the FBI is investigating and dealing with, but we're helping them move towards a successful outcome.
And Mary, again, if my child's being referred and I know that I'm getting award-winning care, how am I going to pay for this award-winning care?
And that's the thing the families don't have to worry about, that we are here to support them. And we do rely on some help from our community to support that care as well. So we're always fundraising for the center, and they can always go onto our website, and there's an opportunity to donate on the website.
And ladies, what other ways can we as community members support the Child Advocacy Center in the future and throughout the rest of April as we celebrate Child Abuse Prevention Month?
I think have conversations with people, educate people on the services that we offer, that this is in our community. A lot of people don't know that we have this right here in Siouxland. So letting people know that these services are here, letting them know that we are always looking for support and they have the opportunity to provide that support as well.
And ladies, I should keep up my Virtus volunteer training, so that way I'm aware of things, and you provide training too for the community as well as like law enforcement, teachers, etc.
That's true. Yeah, we do prevention activities for students in classrooms. We have one program that we do, and then I mentioned before that we have our Darkness to Light prevention program for adults. That's really for organizations that work with children. But yeah, we do a lot of professional education for law enforcement or other agencies in the community.
Ladies, what do you enjoy most about your work? Mary, what do you enjoy most about your work at Mercy One Siouxland? And Amy, you too.
Well, I'll start. This is Mary. So I guess what I enjoy most is the connection to the healing ministry of Jesus Christ, that we have the opportunity to continue that healing ministry today with the people that we serve. I also love the people I work with because they are so committed to that mission as well.
And I think for me, the biggest thing in doing this work is that it's bigger than you, that this is really a commitment you're making to the community and the children of this community and the families to make sure that we're creating something better for them. So I think that's what's really important for me.
Do you see, ladies, a time when child abuse will ever disappear?
I really hope so. Like I said, I think we've got a long road to get there, but we're always going to be moving towards that end.
And is there any other thoughts, ladies, for our listeners that you'd like to leave us with?
Just thank you, you know, for supporting this type of service in our community and understanding how important this is for the families and the children that we serve. And so we appreciate being able to be a part of that.
And listeners, it is excited that Mercy One Siouxland is our Catholic hospital right here in Siouxland, serving listeners in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota. Again, this type of service is not available anywhere within a 100-mile radius. And what a phenomenal opportunity that we have, that when a challenge happens and faces a family, that they can help and get the support and services that they need. Ladies, are there any key collaborators that you would like to particularly thank for their support in your work and ministry?
I mentioned before, we do this as a part of a team, and there's no way we could do this alone. We are part of a multidisciplinary team that includes all of our local law enforcement, our county attorney's office, therapists in the community, advocates in the community, medical professionals. We're all a big group that works together. That's really the goal. We don't want to be doing this alone. We're better together. So that's really important.
And Mary, would you share with our listeners one more time the numbers for Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota for the Department of Human Services?
Sure. The Nebraska number is 800-652-1999. In Iowa, it's 800-362-2178. And in South Dakota, the number is 877-244-6864.
Well, ladies, thank you so much, Amy Scarman and Mary Hendricks from Mercy One Siouxland and the Mercy Child Advocacy Center. Thank you for listening. And remember, listeners, a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action can be so much better. Thank you for listening.